It really is. I mean, temperatures in the 70s and sunny weather. So, if you're throwing a festival, you've really lucked out this weekend. And there are a lot of people who have lucked out. You've got the Chinese Moon Festival down at the Moon Dance Amphitheater, the Lexington Greek Festival. You've got Festival Latino in downtown Lexington. So just and I mean, I'm just scratching the surface there. So just a lot of festivals happening this weekend. Great opportunity to get out and have some fun and experience some culture.
And you guys are going to have the Herald Leader is going to have a guide out, essentially taking people to all those festivals. Where are they? When are they? That kind of thing.
It's part of our annual trilogy of fall guides, and actually we have more than that. But in arts, the fall festival guide is definitely one of our big sections, and that's in today's Weekender, and it gives you a rundown of what's happening this weekend, as well as through late October, which is sort of when the whole fall festival thing sort of comes to a close in late October with the Woolly Worm Festival, October 19th to the 21st in downtown Beattyville. That sort of brings it to a fun close.
Now, studio players, they're not looking for a festival. Essentially, what they're doing in their latest production is looking for Elvis.
They are. This is a play called Elvis Has Left the Building. And Tim X Davis, who is really known better to local audiences as a director, gets back on stage to play Colonel Tom Parker. And apparently, Colonel Tom Parker has kind of promised somebody as a personal favor that Elvis will perform for them. And Elvis is missing in action and nobody can find him. And so he needs to come up with another Elvis to replace the real Elvis. So this is at Studio Players and it's going on through the end of the month. It's their season opener.
Another organization enjoying a season opener is the Lexington Philharmonic. They perform Friday evening at the Singletary Center.
They're bringing in a very familiar face, Alessio Bax, who has been the pianist and sort of the core quintet of the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington. He's going to be here playing in front of a symphony orchestra and playing Rachmaninoff's Variations on a Theme by Paganini, and which he loves Rachmaninoff. So this is really going to be a chance for audiences to see him in a different setting, playing some music that he has a tremendous affection for. And they've got some other Russians on the program too, including Stravinsky and Tchaikovsky.
And a group that's trying to redefine what ballet is the Lexington Ballet. They're performing what they're calling hard rock ballet. They're mixing dance with a classic rock.
They are, and it's supposed to be still very ballet in form. The dancers make the point that they're still in toe shoes and everything ends on point, but they're just going to be doing it to groups like Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and stuff like that.
Rock on, Rich Copley.
You rock on too, Charlie.